I've been thinking a lot about the desaparecidos in Monteseco. This morning in church, my Uncle Tomás asked what's left of our congregation to pray for our repatriated brothers and sisters. When the prayer was done, I looked around at the empty spaces, the missing smiles, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, entire families just gone, vanished. My best friend Sonia used to sit behind us. Nobody sits there now. She left with her family in May. Her family had a restaurant in town, but they lost their business with the market crash. Everything went downhill after that for them. He couldn't get government help, and nobody else would hire him. Her family took advantage of the free train fare program in Laredo, and they headed out to Michoacán, where she said they had an uncle they could stay with until things got better in the United States. Then, maybe, they could come back. The market crash affected everyone, Mexicanos and Anglos alike. According to national news, we are in a depression. My parents tried helping as many people as they could, but there was only so much they could do. Our property, Rancho Las Moras, is one of the last few places still owned by Mexicanos in Texas. Most of the ranches and businesses in and around Monteseco have been bought out by Anglo immigrants. They've divided the town into two sections, our side and their side. They don't bother us if we don't bother with them. Not that there are many people to bother on our side. So many Mexicanos have either left or been sent back to Mexico. Our side looks dead, a patch of parched dirt, hollow and barren compared to their side. That's what the poem I was working on was about, the sadness I felt when I thought about the missing Mexicanos in South Texas.